Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 21, 1805. A Hill of Pumice. Completed during the last 2 days were Clark's visits to the Mandan and the men carving out the canoes which are to be used when they start up the Missouri in a couple of weeks. He writes today about his return to Fort Mandan.
I returned on the 21st, and on my return I passed on the points of the high hills, where I saw an immense quantity of pumice stone, and evident marks of the hills being on fire. I collected some pumice stone, burnt stone, and hard earth, and put them into a furnace. The hard earth melted and glazed the other two, a part of which, that is, the hard clay became a pumice stone. I also collected a plant, the root of which is a cure for the bite of a snake and mad dog, which I shall send. Captain William Clark, March 21, 1805.
Pumice is frothy-looking volcanic glass. When heated in a furnace to about 2,000 degrees, it will fuse some clays. It expands and comes to resemble volcanic rock. Pumice has commercial value as a polishing abrasive, used in wood finishing and lapidary work, and many other industrial applications. The root, Clark described, is from the purple coneflower, Echinacea angustifolia, first described by Lewis on December 16, 1804, and seen near a stream in Missouri. Tomorrow, the men dance for the Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.